Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, November 4th. I'll let you know as soon as I wish to. That is what Speaker Pelosi told reporters today when they asked when these Democratic bills are going to get a vote. Speaker Pelosi made clear today she wants to see a vote tonight on at least the Build Back Better plan, and then possibly the bipartisan infrastructure bill would get a vote tomorrow in the House. Does this sound familiar, folks? Here we are, yet again, nearing the end of the week, and Speaker Pelosi is yet again saying she wants to bring her big domestic agenda items up for a vote in the House. However, we don't know if she has the votes yet to pass both of these bills. All expectations are that Democrats will get there, but Pelosi has made crystal clear she doesn't bring bills up when she doesn't have the votes. And so when she was asked today sort of if she was familiar with what the whip count is, she said she was not, and that Jim Clyburn, the House whip in her leadership team, keeps those numbers pretty close to the vest. Here's the reality. Democrats are interpreting the results to Tuesday's elections differently, depending on sort of where they are in the party. But the one thing that Democrats across the board seem to suggest, and one thing that they agree on, is that there is even more pressure now to deliver on their promises. That this back and forth bickering inside the party for months on end has not resulted in a welcome development by the American voters. And so they are eager to get this agenda passed and then begin really selling the benefits of it to the American people. Here was Speaker Pelosi earlier today about getting from here to there.
Our members are engaged in very thoughtful deliberation with each other. As I said to you before, 90% of this bill has been agreed to House, Senate, White House, and written. I think many of you know I was really very unhappy about not passing the BIF last week because we had an October 31st deadline. So now we're going to pass both bills. But in order to do so, we have to have votes for both bills. And that's where we are.
Now, as I mentioned, there seem to be different interpretations inside the Democratic Party as to what should be read into these election results that clearly were terrible for Democrats. I mean, even Nancy Pelosi acknowledged today it was not a good night for her party on Tuesday. But it was after that that the speaker has inserted back into the Build Back Better plan 4 weeks of paid family and medical leave, thinking it's a very popular item. We know that from polls and the bread and butter issue, and her caucus really wants it, even though Joe Manchin is opposed. There's the prescription drug price reform that was left out of the framework announced last week, but now the speaker is trying to work it back in. And the state and local tax deduction, which is critical to some of Pelosi's caucus, especially those from heavily taxed Northeast states. So that is interesting to see her try to put those things in, make the bill bigger. Now, today they rolled out evidence from economists and from various organizations saying that there is proof that the bill is fully paid for. But let me just read you a quote from Abigail Spanberger. She's a congresswoman from Virginia. This is what she told the New York Times about Biden, his agenda, and how Democrats should respond to Tuesday night's results. Quote, "Nobody elected him to be FDR. They elected him to be normal and stop the chaos." That's from a frontline Democratic member whose district will determine control of the House likely. And it's pretty similar to the way Joe Manchin, that critical senator from West Virginia, is thinking. Here's what he told John Berman on New Day this morning.
"There's a lot of things we agree on. But to throw everything under the sun and major policy changes, John, in a bill that no one participates except one party, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, and it was never designed. Reconciliation was never designed for major policy changes."
Joe Manchin's leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, said this morning that the Senate's goal is to pass Build Back Better before Thanksgiving. Yet again, just keep scribbling out those previous deadlines, whether it was September or then Halloween. But that's the new one. And again, we should remember, this is purely about Democrats doing this on their own. Republicans are wholly opposed to these items inside the Build Back Better plan. Obviously, 19 Republicans voted for the bipartisan infrastructure bill, but on the Build Back Better plan, they are wholly opposed. This was Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor yesterday.
"The bill our colleagues are writing behind closed doors is terrible from top to bottom. More debt, more taxes, and more inflation. Fewer options for American families. This reckless taxing and spending spree would hurt families and help China. This radical social takeover is the last thing Americans need and the last thing Americans want.
So we continue to watch this space. If indeed you see a vote on the House floor on Build Back Better starting tonight, you can be assured Nancy Pelosi believes she has all the votes she needs to move forward on that bill in its current version, even if the Senate is going to end up taking some stuff out, like Joe Manchin is not going to support a bill with paid leave, she's going to have her members on the record voting for it. So if you see that bill come up tonight on the House floor, you could be pretty assured it is going to pass. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.